apprehend. The heavens are telling the glory of God. What does that mean? It means he's shouting at us. He shouts with clouds. He shouts with blue expanse. He shouts with gold on the horizons. He shouts with galaxies and stars. He's shouting, I am glorious. Open your eyes. Do you see it? Do you love it? You were made for this. I'm made for this. This is why I exist, to see that. Everything is pointing to that. All the glory that I thought was so attractive is going there. This is all husks and ashes. Now we see through a glass darkly. Then, face to face, I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed to us. So the glory that's coming is of such an all-satisfying, infinitely beautiful, totally need-meeting and joy-producing kind, 80 years of pain will be as nothing. This light, momentary affliction is working for us an eternal weight of what? Glory. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory. God is aiming that we see and savor and treasure his glory, the riches of his glory. So I ask, do you see it? Do you love it? And I'll say again, you were made for this.
Wow, wow. You were made for this. His word says, this people have I formed for myself, and they shall show forth my praise. Come on, can you give him praise this morning? Welcome back to the house of God today. Woo! Look at your neighbor and say, you know God loves you. Come on, say it.
By my soul, all the lies I believed in, the freedom.
Yes, I did. I really did.
Like holy water.
Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed his mind about you. He loves you. Same God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm calling on the God of Jacob, whose love endures through generations. I know that you will keep your covenant. I'm calling on the God of Moses, the one who opened up the ocean. I need you now to do the same thing for me.
Standing on your faithfulness,
on your faithfulness.
I'm calling on the God of Mary, whose favor rests upon the lowly. I know with you all things are possible.
I'm calling on the God of David, who made a shepherd boy courageous. I may not face Goliath, but I've got my own giants. Oh God, my God, I need you. Oh God, my God, I need you.
Right now, you are the same God. You are the same God.
You touch the lepers, then I feel your touch right now. You are the same.
Serve a faithful God. On one of my trips one time, I met a guy, spent quite a bit of time with him, and we were talking about the grace of God. And he was convinced that God had forgiven him of all of his sins. But he was also convinced that there were sins that were so grievous that even God couldn't forgive them. And so I spent a little time trying to convince him of God's grace, of God's love, of God's mercy, of God's forgiveness. And I retired back to my room that evening and looked in the Bible, and I came across 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. And it says, if we confess that he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And the second portion of that verse is even more powerful than the first. It says that cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Let me tell you something. There is a depth to the grace of God. There is a depth to his love. There is a profoundness in his mercy that we do not understand, that we can't comprehend, but we receive it through a thing called faith. We accept his love and his mercy and his sacrifice for us. This is Communion Sunday, and if you have not received the elements of communion, let us know. Raise your hand. Because we want all to celebrate the great thing that our Lord and Savior has done for each and every one who is willing to receive it. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Will you receive the bread this morning? In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Will you receive the cup this morning? Oh, precious Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Jesus. In your precious holy name, we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
What can wash away my sins?
Sing it.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Jesus,
oh, precious, he
sanctuary. Fill us up, Lord. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your blood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Fill us up, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right, extend your hand to someone else. Give him a hug, a high five. So good to see you back in the house of God today. You may be seated.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's good to be in the house of the Lord today. Amen. There is a fount filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath the flood lose all their guilty stains. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. It's not about me. It's all about him. It always has been, and it always will be until I see him face to face. Amen? And it's coming. Praise the Lord. If the ushers will come today, we're going to receive today's tithes and offerings. If you have an offering of tithes, you can drop it in the basket. You can go to the Welcome Center and use the app. You can go online to cccmurphy.com or simply text 84321. Let's bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the blessed communion that we can share with each other the gift that you made for us and brought to us, Lord, with your own body and with your own blood. We pray a blessing upon the tithes and offerings. Lord, let them go forward to preach the holy gospel of Christ in aid to the four corners of the earth, that ears would hear and hearts would know that you are the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray a blessing upon Pastor Rick today, Lord, as he brings the word to us. Anoint him to speak to our hearts. Anoint our hearts to receive that word with joy and gladness, that when we leave this place, we are changed and we are drawn closer to you. We give you the glory and praise, Lord, in your name. Amen.
Well, amen and welcome. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning. If this is your first time with us, if you would, please fill out the Connect card in your bulletin. You can bring that to the welcome desk where we have a gift for you. We'd love to meet you and welcome you to our church family. Just a few announcements and reminders for you. Our midweek schedule for this week will remain the same. We have chosen tonight from 4 to 6. Our theme is March Madness. Then tomorrow is a special event. It's Eclipse Monday, and we are hosting an Eclipse party. So plan on joining us at noon tomorrow in the parking lot. We'll be grilling hot dogs and have chips. And remember to bring your special glasses so that you can be viewing the eclipse. But we'll meet you here Monday at noon. And then Wednesday, we have Bible study at 1 and 7. Thursday, Overcomers. Saturday, Empower Hour. Then just a schedule update. Chosen was planned next Sunday to do a day of service over at 724 Ministries. They double booked. So they have asked us to move to Sunday, May 5th. So if you had signed up for that to help us, we are still in need of a few extra adult volunteers. If you're interested, the sign up is in the lobby. Just please know it's now Sunday, May 5th. And then also on Thursday, May 2nd is going to be our National Day of Prayer, and we will be meeting in the parking lot at noon on that Thursday. So Pastor will be talking more about that, but those are your announcements. We're so glad that you're here with us this morning, and with that, I'll bring up Pastor Rick.
Good morning. If I look a little funny today, it's because I've got allergies in my eyes. So if I look like my eyes are trying to close, they are. I appreciate what God is doing. Just before I get started, let me make a couple of announcements. One is that we are planning a mission trip in June to Eureka Springs, Arkansas at the Passion Play. We would go up, we would work on the grounds, and then we would actually be in the play on that Friday night. It's the week of the 16th, so if you're interested in that, please let me know. Today we're going to get a sign up out, but right now I'm having to try and tweak some dates. We were going to try and do that for a full week, but it looks like now we may have to scale back and do that maybe from a Wednesday to Friday and come back Saturday. The other thing I want to ask is during, and I know that we don't have problems with it in this service, but if you would help me spread the word that when services start or they're over, if you would avoid gathering around the welcome center. We want to make sure that we're able to see new people, greet new people, and I want everybody to visit, but let's just use some of the rest of the lobby to do that in, okay? And finally, today, I'm going to